Hello, Teletuners. This is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe. Meg is not here, but Chloe is back on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. We have a very special secret surprise guest in the studio today. We have Miss iTurk. Yay! Everyone give iTurk a round of applause. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Well, hello, this is iTurk.
iTurk is a film student. She is girly pop.
Hi, yeah.
She is wifey.
Literally.
Today we are talking about one of our favorite shows, Over the Garden Wall. Over the Garden Wall is a cartoon on Cartoon Network. It is a single season show. Right, it's on Cartoon Network?
I think I only streamed it, so I had no idea it was on Cartoon Network, actually.
I know, because I remember the commercials when I was, like, younger. I remember the commercials of being, like, this show, like, it was in October, and being, like, this is, like, a special show.
Oh. Yeah.
But, yeah, now you can watch it on streaming platforms. So it is an animated children's series. It's very spooky. I wasn't here it's for awesome. Halloween. It's so good.
Oh, I know.
So we're doing kind of, I know it's November, but we kind of wanted to do something spooky. So this is the first song. It is Patient is the Night from the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack. Spooky.
Among the fields is crossed over, clocked in till the work day is over. Gentle stream, longer than it seems. Patient is the night. How long to see her face now? Her starry moonlit gaze now. I know she's never late, still anxiously I wait. Patient is the night.
That was Patient is the Night from the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack. That was an iTurk pick.
Oh, yay!
Because I was going to do the Into the Unknown, and I thought that one was really slow, but then iTurk had the idea.
That song is kind of why got me, like, to watch the show. My freshman roommate, Anya, she played that one. Because we were like, well, it's like the perfect fall song. She's like, I got the perfect fall song. And she played it. I was like, wait, that's beautiful. And then she made me watch it. And I was really spooked out the first time I watched it.
It's really spooky. We were, like, talking about the vibes of the show before this, and we were talking about how it's like kind of like I feel like the show kind of starts kind of more upbeat and silly, and then it kind of goes in and out of being like, oh, you're like, oh, I'm watching like an upbeat kids show, and then you're like, oh, this is scary, this is so
especially
spooky.
The first one I like knew that it was probably a little spooky, but it got a little too spooky. I was like, wait, they're literally kids,
they're just babies. Okay,
I know.
So the plot, if you've never seen Over the Garden Wall, it is about these two brothers, Greg and Wirt. Wirt is the older brother. Greg is the younger brother. He's so adorable.
He's such a cutie pie.
And basically, one fateful night, they get lost in the woods. But little do they know, they're in not just regular woods. They're in this place called the Unknown, which is where all the forgotten stories go. So in this kind of mystical land, which is just like the woods is just eternal, just never ending, and the deeper they go, they keep finding all these different characters, different towns, different people, that are all just like very weird, very spooky, and they make some friends along the way, but they also make a lot of enemies.
Yeah, I was it was like so surprising for me because like the first episode was so spooky and then he got really cute and then he was spooky again and then he was cute again and he was still cute. I was like, oh, we're cool. And then he got spooky.
That's literally like, yeah, that was kind of how it was like watching it, because I feel like you're just like, oh, these cute little brothers, all like cute, it's a talking bird. And then I feel like when they go to Pottsfield, you're like, is that the town with the pumpkin head people?
Oh my god, I was so scared that one. It was like such a pleasant surprise, but also I was like, oh, they're gonna die.
They're literally gonna
get murdered, killed.
They didn't. They survived.
Yes.
Spoiler. They survived. This next song is my pick. This song is just kind of vibes. It's very like woodsy, very fall. And I feel like this artist is also very vibes. Also, I picked this song because it's a song that me and my siblings like would play. And I feel I feel like the show is very, it's about the like the two brother dynamic. So this is Towers by Bon Iver. Towers by Bon Iver. Bon Iver? How do you pronounce it? Have you heard of him before? Bon Iver? Bon Iver?
Bon Iver?
I've heard some people call him Bon Iver. I don't know.
That's a little strange. I feel like since they're like separated, then...
Right.
Bon Iver.
Let us know in DMs. Yeah. Let us know how you pronounce it. If you're just tuning in, this is Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe. Not Meg. Special guest, iTurk. if you're just tuning in, we are talking about Over the Garden Wall. Okay, so I have to ask iTurk the famous question that we ask every time we're on the show. Who is your favorite character and what character do you think you are?
Oh, the second part was it. Unexpected. I loved the little brother Greg. I thought he was such a cutie pie, And this is so random, but I feel like if I was a character, I'll probably be the frog.
Jason, wait, what's his name? It's like,
no, it's like Washington, he Benjamin changes Franklin.
The, yes.
And then it was like some other stupid names.
Jason Funken.
What? No, Jason Funderburger.
Funderburger. Jason Funderburger. Okay, so the two brothers, I'll explain for people who don't know. The younger one, Greg, he like has this frog that he takes with him in the woods, and like it's their pet frog, and he has it the entire time. But the frog doesn't have a name, so every episode he comes up with a different name. And so like one episode it's George Washington, and by the end they decide to give it a name of like another character, which is Jason
Funderburger.
And it's like really funny. So yeah, he's a good character. He's really cute. Yeah.
What about you?
Wait, which character do you think you are?
Oh, that frog.
Oh, yeah, you're the frog.
Because, like, I feel like, I don't know, especially recently with all the schoolwork and stuff, I've had, like, literally difficulty speaking with people. So I'd much rather just do, like, the frog noises. And then when you cue me, I can sing a little tune.
Sing a little tune. Wait, that is, like, a plot twist. So there are going to be some spoilers. Oh. We're going to save the big ones for the end. Mm-hmm. But plot twist is that in, like, episode 7 or something, the frog is silent the entire time. There are animals, like, in the woods that they encounter that can talk. And at this random moment, this frog who's been silent just bursts out into song. And he has a beautiful, deep voice. And then he doesn't talk again for the rest of the show.
And that song he sings is, like, really beautiful, too. It's, like, in jazz, like, song, I think.
Oh, we should have added it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go look it up. Okay, wait, my answer is, I think my favorite character is Wirt, because I love how angsty he is. Like, he's just, like, I love how, like, moody he is, and he's, like, so dorky.
And he gets really sweet towards the end, too. He's, like, he gets really brave and all this stuff.
Yeah, like, basically, kind of, I would say, the journey that Greg has to go, or Wirt has to go on. Oh my gosh, I'm getting them mixed up. Wirt has to go on is that he, like, kind of has to, like, accept being an older brother and accept that he is taking care of Greg. And like in the woods they come across a lot of like just like dangers and things, and I think like towards the end he has to be like, okay, I am like protecting Greg, like he's my brother, I'm not just like accepting what happens. I really like that.
Oh, that's so cute. I also love that like little, I guess, journey at the end.
Mm-hmm.
He was so cute.
Yeah, he has a lot of character growth. And then I think I'm Beatrice.
Really? Why?
I like how she's, like, sassy.
Oh, I love that side about her.
Maybe not on a day-to-day. but maybe I want to be her, because I love how she's just very, like, blunt and, like, she, like, makes fun of him. Mm-hmm. Beatrice is their bird friend. So after they're in the woods for a little bit, they save her because she's stuck in a tree. And she basically is, like, she's a bluebird who can talk. And she's like, well, my bluebird duty now that you've saved me is I have to save you. So I have to make sure that you guys get home. So she's kind of leading the way for the second half of their journey. Mm-hmm. She kind of gives Wirt a really hard time, and they have a like poking fun of each other back and forth dynamic.
But I feel like a little sassiness is needed in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially with boys.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Like, put that boy in his place.
Literally.
So this next song is for Beatrice. This song is Little Birds by She's Green.
Yeah.
That was Little Birds by She's Green. That song is very, like, slow and just kind of airy. I feel like that's kind of the vibe of the show. That's not Beatrice's vibe, though, because she's very, like, I feel like she's kind of, oh my goodness, what's the word of, like, when you are the opposite of what people expect of you?
We'll think
about it, but I feel like she
DM us, I guess.
I feel like, yeah, she's like the opposite of what you expect, because it's like a little bluebird and you're like, oh, she's gonna be
so
sweet.
So cute looking too.
She's so cute. The animation in the show is gorgeous.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It's
like the perfect fall show.
It is. It's very fall. I feel like it's very like old style 2D animation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different, like, fall things. It's just, like, woods and pumpkins and, like, falling leaves. And you're just, like, it's, like, the type of show you would, like, drink some hard
apple cider.
I'm the apple cider, but I think I got a little excited. Some hot apple cider.
Yes.
Curl up in bed with some blankets and...
That's exactly the vibe.
Binge the entire thing because it's really short.
It's, like, I think 10 minutes per episode. Wait, maybe not 10, but, like, there's 10 episodes.
I think it is 10 minutes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was really short. I think I got through it in, like, 2 days, maybe.
Yeah, me too. I was just, like, I'm going to watch this. And I just, like...
And it's so addicting, too.
It's addicting. When it was done, I was, like... That's it. I want more.
Literally. I know. And it's just so sad that there's only one season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk about the plot twist or...
Ooh.
Is it too early?
I think we can save it.
Okay.
There is a crazy plot twist, so stick to the end.
Yes.
There is a crazy plot twist. But this next song, Aitork is going to talk about, it's her pick.
Yes. I was thinking of, like, the two love interests.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hot take, but I feel like the true love interest is Lorna. It's like this girl. She only shows up for one episode, but I feel like she had more connection with Vert than the actual, like, love interest he talks about the whole show called Sarah.
Yeah.
But she was basically trapped in this, like, little house. They, like, kind of, like, find escape. Like, they were, like, running from something, and then they find this house, and she's inside, and she's like, oh, you gotta, like, I gotta hide you from my aunt. Auntie
Whispers. She's so
freaky.
She's so, oh my gosh.
She was a little too freaky for, like, a kid's show.
Oh my goodness. And she, oh my gosh. She's so scary. But, yeah.
But, anyway, yes. Oh my gosh. I was not expecting her to be that scary looking. But she shows up. And then she's, like, spooky, but, like, not that spooky. She's, like, still kind of sweet to Lorna.
Yeah. You find out, like, you think that she's the villain, but then at the end of the episode, you find out that Lorna
is a villain.
She has, like, a curse on her to, like, be evil. Mm-hmm. And the entire time, like, sorry, and not to take
over.
No,
you're good. Go ahead.
Like, the entire time, like, Lorna's hiding the boys from Auntie Whispers because she's like, Auntie Whispers is going to eat you. And it turns out Lorna is the one who actually...
And she tries to eat them.
She tries to eat them. But then, yeah...
They, like, so she tries to, like, hide them, and, like, when hiding, Vert is like, I'll help you do your work, and then they, like, do a lot of stuff together, and they, like, sort
of
fall.
Yes,
it was so cute.
He's building his confidence up. He's
exactly.
Like, yeah.
And she was so cute. I think, did they talk about, like, they need to, like, he can, like, save her from Auntie Whispers and, like, get her freedom or something.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna save you from Auntie Whispers, I'm gonna help you escape.
Yes.
And then he realized that she had a curse on her that, like, made her, like, have, like, an evil spirit in her. And he actually did save her because he, like...
Oh, actually, yes.
Yeah, he, like, banished the evil spirit. And then she was like,
aw. But then she never shows up for the rest until the very end.
Until the very end. And it was really sad because I feel like they had a lot of, like, cute little chemistry.
I know. There's so many, like, little things that, like, there's a lot more stories that could, like, build up on the show.
Yeah. I feel like that is one thing about the show is, like, so each episode is kind of, like, a different story. And I feel like they're all very, like, folktale-y. Like, they're all just very, like, weird little things. And I feel like each episode could honestly be its own show.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, this song is about kind of her and just love interest Vert has in general.
This is I Won't Mention It Again by Ray Price.
Thank you.
I know you're tired of being all I ever wanted. You no longer feel the love I have for you. What happens now? What will I do with all the memories and the dreams of all the things we'll never do? But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again. I feel my life has reached an early sign of autumn. In my heart, the leaves are falling. Love is cold, and everything that once was warm and new is gone now, leaving nothing but this hunger in my soul. But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again.
That was I Won't Mention It Again by Ray Price. And if you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons on the WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. This is our Over the Garden Wall episode with iTurk.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, so iTurk picked that song for Lorna, which is Wirt's, like, kind of just like spur of the moment love interest.
Yes.
I want to talk about Pottsfield.
the
town.
That is probably one of the worst episodes.
I think it's the best episode.
Well, I really like it, mm-hmm. but by worst, I mean like the most like scariest. I was like, oh, everything is gonna go down.
Right. So the show is a kids show, but it's kind of dark. I feel like
there's a lot of moments mm-hmm. in the show that was a little too dark that I was like, I don't think it's a kids show. It's like probably like an adult show.
I feel like it's more for like teens, tweens.
Yeah. I agree.
I like what I mentioned earlier, like all the commercials. I remember being young and seeing all the commercials for Over the Garden Wall, mm-hmm. and I never watched it because I thought it looked boring.
I could totally see the original.
I feel like it's like slow paced. Like mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I want to watch Amazing World of Gumball and like regular show. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
But Pottsfield is this town. It's one of the earlier episodes.
I think it's episode 2 or 3rd.
It's episode 2 or 3. And so Wirt and Greg stumble upon this little town looking for help, still looking to go home, and all the people in the town have pumpkins on their heads, and it feels very culty, and they're like, oh, we're celebrating our autumn episode, like, our autumn festival.
Also, and they like, go into a house, and then, like, they're really happy that they found a town, because they're trying to get out of the woods, and then they go into a house, and the first thing they see is, like, a turkey that, like, does it die, or, like, it just, I remember it, like, falling.
I don't remember.
I think it, like, drops on the table or something, and they're like, that's not a person. And then they, like, go, that's how they find out about the autumn festival.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. But, yeah, I kind of remember what you're talking about. But they basically, they eat, like, a bunch of food, and then, like, the leader of the town, who's, like, this giant, like, pumpkin man, is like, you stole from us. And he makes them, like, basically, like, he kind of makes them, like, prisoners for the day, but they have to do, like, a bunch of chores as, like, penance. And they're digging, like, in this field, and they realize, this is gonna get really spooky, so it is a kids show, but it's creepy. So, creepy warning, I guess. They realize that they're digging up, like, graves, and they find, like, a bunch of bones. And then the bones hop out of the ground and put a pumpkin head on, and everyone's like, oh, like, whatever your name is, you're back. And they realize that all the people in the town
are actually dead
people. Are dead people. And that's where they're wearing pumpkins of heads, because they're all skeletons. Yeek. And I think it's so awesome. Like, it's so creepy. And I feel like that episode, if, like, I had to pick an episode from the show to be, like, the Halloween episode, that's the episode.
That is scary. Ooh. I guess this is not, like, a Halloween one, but the one that really freaked me out was where, I guess, spoiler alert,
Greg
goes into heaven at some point.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really weird. It gives out, like, the really old Disney show vibes when they still were doing a lot of questionable stuff.
So, like, it's all a dream. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, that episode is really creepy. Basically, like, they get further and further into the woods, and there's this beast that is trying to get them to stay forever. And so, like, they fall asleep in the cold, and Greg kind of has this, like, hallucination. Maybe he...
I think Wirt is the one that's like, we gotta get out of the woods, and Greg is having fun, and then that's the moment where Wirt is like, I'm giving up, I can't do this. And, like, he gets, like, almost possessed by the beast.
Yeah. It's so creepy.
It is. For a kids show.
for a cartoon, I feel like it's just, yeah, a creepy little thing. But we'll talk more about the ending a little bit later. I'm to kind of bring the vibes up, because I feel like we've been playing slow songs. We've been talking about all the spookiness of it.
Yes.
I wanted to play this song that is, like, happy, upbeat, but it's kind of still the vibe. It's just, like, walking through the woods. I feel like it's kind of, like, it's still, like, I don't know, like, fall spooky, but it's, like, yay!
That's perfect.
So, this is Constellations by the Oh Hellos.
Brick and mortar, thick as scripture, drawing lines in the sand and laying borders as tall as towers. I babble on until my voice is gone. This hill I'll die on is about 90 meters of bricks, colored indigo and inscribed with my name and lined with cedar. But the words fall flat like cymbals crashing, like molars gnashing. It's like constellations a million years away. Every good intention, every good intention is interpolation. We drew the array, looking for the faces, looking for the shapes in the silence.
tectonic plates start to shake, and I feel my blood pounding like the beat of a drum. It's like constellations a million years away. Every good intention is interpolation.
That was Constellations by the Oh Hello.
It was beautiful. I loved it. It like really it fit the vibe really well, but it also changed the mood.
It changed the mood.
Good call. Good call.
Because we were getting, I feel like, spooked out.
A little too spooked out.
The studio is dark, and it's probably going to be dark when we leave because it gets dark.
Oh my gosh!
At, like,
I don't know
PM, no.
when the light. Oh wait, it's going to be dark out.
Yeah.
No. I didn't think about it that way. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's daylight savings.
Damn.
But yeah, that song I feel like is more of the beginning of the show when they're still like, walking around the woods.
Yeah.
I feel like that song is like Greg's vibe throughout the show because he's like, I'm on an adventure with my older brother.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is great. Like, I feel like Wirt is like, oh, we have to get home. I don't want to be here. And Greg's like, this is
yeah,
so fun.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah. yeah.
That literally is him. He's like so silly and so cute.
He's adorable.
I know. I watched it. I made my friend watch it and he was like, oh, like he's so silly. And like he like annoys me. And I was like, what?
He annoys you. Okay. Test to see if you are a good person. If you don't, if you are a good person. You... Just kidding. It was just no hate. No hate. All love. If you don't like Greg, there's something wrong with you.
That's what I told him. And I was like, wait, like he is literally the best character ever. He's so silly and so cute.
He's so cute. Also, fun fact, I don't know if you knew this, iTurk. My dad's name is Greg.
What?
Yeah.
Is he tuning in?
He normally is. I feel like he is the top Teletoons fan.
Aww.
We've done so many shows where the character's name is Greg and it's always funny because I'm sure he's listening.
Shout
and
out
it's like,
to Chloe Dad.
Everybody loves Greg.
Exactly.
This next song is an iTurk pick.
Yay.
Do you want to explain why you picked it?
Yes. I thought you were just going to play it. But it's all right. I think this kind of fits the vibe of Bloomington really well because today was like lovely and like everywhere was like yellow and orange and it was really pretty. So this song called Summer's Over by TV Girl really fits today's vibe, I think.
Whispering your name.
Was Summer's Over by TV Girl. Yay! And the next song is also an iTurk pick.
Yes. Next song is actually, it may be like my all-time favorite like song ever. It's Harvest Moon by Neil Young. And I kind of, I don't know, I was like telling Chloe that the show is like so unexpected. It just like is like plot twist after plot twist.
Right.
Because like it gets creepy and then it gets really heartwarming and then it gets like sad and then it's still heartwarming when you like at like the most like unexpected moments. And there's a probably one of my favorite episodes, like one of the best episodes I think out there, is the one where like they like bump into the classroom and then there's this lady teaching. She has like, is it in Southern accent? What's her accent? Do you remember? She was like, oh my.
I feel like she has like a transatlantic accent, like an old timey movie girl accent.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yes. And she talks about this like guy who like ran away even though he said he loves her. And then there's also a monster chasing them around, which turns out to be a gorilla. But actually, it is not a gorilla. It's that man in a gorilla costume.
Right. There was like, he was like, there was something. What happened? Why was he in the gorilla costume? I don't remember.
Because I think, I think he was like performing or something. And then people were too scared because they thought he was a beast. So nobody could help him get out of the gorilla costume. And he was like chasing people around, which made him more suspicious. So everybody was running around. But the plot twist at the end, because the whole episode is like a little like, it's like spooky, but also cute. It's like perfect Halloween.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, she's never gonna get her love back. And then she
does.
Yes. And I think they like get married and stuff too, right?
They do. I think in the very end, they like show kind of what happens to everyone in the woods and they get married.
Oh, that's so cute. But yeah, this Harvest Moon, I feel like is a perfect first dance song. So it's like dedicated to them.
That's so sweet. This is Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Hear what I have to say. just like children sleeping. We could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go.
Harvest Moon by Neil Young. That was the live version, which I didn't realize, but I hope you enjoyed it.
It was beautiful. I liked it.
It was very, yeah, it made me like feel very happy and whimsical.
That's like, oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. That's like always how I feel when I listen to that song.
Oh, I loved it. It was so good. Okay, if you made it to the end of this show, this episode, we are going to tell you the ending. So if you don't want spoilers,
just then I guess cover your ears, but still tune in.
Cover your ears until we play the song, okay? Are you ready? Okay, so basically, there's a really big plot twist of the show. So the entire show, you, like, they're like, oh, we, like, need to get home, and, like, they're dressed very, like, 1800s. Like, they're wearing, like, little overalls.
That's how it got me, too.
Yeah, yeah. And all the people that they are encountering, they all seem kind of almost from different time periods because mm-hmm. it's all the stories. But it's, like, there's, like, I feel like some people that are more, like, even, like, 1700s, 1600s, but mm-hmm. I feel like the vibe is just, like, a lot of, like, they go to these villages, they go to that song, like, we talked about, like, the one-room schoolhouse and, like, yes. the teacher. And so they're in this woods and they don't have technology or anything. And, like, then you... The plot twist is that, like, the woods that they... How they got stuck in the woods was because they are kind of essentially in purgatory.
Yeah, I think yeah. so. Also, the reason they were dressed up was also it's Halloween.
It's in Halloween. The real world. Yeah, so they're actually from modern times and they're from like the real world. Mm-hmm. And it was Halloween and Wirt went to this Halloween party and Greg followed him there and they ended up into a graveyard and they jumped this garden wall running from the police and fell into like a freezing cold lake. And
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
The whole last, like, the second to last episode, you find out, like, the reason that they're lost is because, like, they aren't actually lost in a physical woods. They're kind of lost in a place between life and death because they're almost passing away.
Oh my god.
And it's like, it's not like, oh, it's all a dream, it's not real, because it's like the unknown is a real place, mm-hmm. but it's like a place in your subconscious.
Wait, you kind of just explained the whole thing to me, even though I watched it two times. I remember the plot twist where it's like modern days, because that yeah. one like really surprised me the first mm-hmm. time. I was like, what? But like, I literally watched that show 2 weeks ago. And I forgot how it ended. I was literally like telling you too earlier. Yeah. I was like, they are like in the modern worlds, but like, how does it connect to like the supernatural, like right. 1800s and yeah. stuff?
Well, I have to be honest, I kind of like looked it up because I was confused. I was like, wait, were they dead? Were they alive? And people were like, no, they were in purgatory. And I was like,
that's where like the spooky like yeah. heaven episode yeah. also comes from.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Because it's like in that episode they were like slipping away. So it's like mm-hmm. maybe he did go to heaven for a little bit. It's very
That is yeah. not a kid's show.
It's very dark. It's very dark. Yeah. There's another plot twist, but we would have to explain a lot. Because basically there's this whole character mm-hmm. called the Beast, and there's another character called the Woodsman, mm-hmm. which we didn't talk about. And you're kind of throughout the show trying to figure out like who's really evil, the Beast or the Woodsman. So we'll save that for if you watch the show. It's a good fall watch.
Yes, it's the perfect time.
It's the perfect time. Okay, we have one more song. It's a really silly song. It's one of the. It's the soundtrack from the show.
The best song.
We decided to play this last minute because we couldn't get it stuck from our heads. So we were talking about how much we love Greg. and how cute he is. And so there's this one part when he like sings this song to cheer up all the animals in the one room schoolhouse. So this is Potatoes and Molasses from Over yes. the Garden Walls.
Sweeter than algebra class. If your stomach is grumbling and your mouth starts mumbling, there's only one thing to keep your brain from crumbling. Oh, potatoes and molasses. If you can't see them, put on your glasses. They're shiny and large, like a fisherman's barge. You know you eat enough when you start seeing stars. Oh, potatoes and molasses.
Oh. That was Potatoes and Molasses. We're actually going to play one more song. So I lied. We're just going to play this song really quickly. This is kind of a slower note to end it on. Just like really spooky vibes. This is... Wait. I don't want to trip up on the words. This is Black and Blue by Sophie Thatcher. That was Black and Blue by Sophie Thatcher. Kind of just a little spooky thing to end it on, just like the vibes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to our lovely guest, iTurk. Everyone give iTurk a round of applause. This has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe, but actually Chloe and iTurk.
Yeah.
thank you so much for tuning in. See you next time.